USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An upset at the Kentucky Derby. Larry Colmus with a call for NBC Sports.
Authentic and John Velasquez have the lead as they come down to the 16th ball. Chisholm still trying to get him. Authentic, Chisholm, here's the wire. Authentic has won the Kentucky Derby.
Outside the gates, protesters calling for racial justice. Michael George has more.
Protesters gathered near Churchill Downs as the 146th Kentucky Derby was getting underway. Demonstrators are calling for justice after the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor in her Louisville apartment in March. In Portland, Oregon, police are preparing for the 100th night of consecutive protests.
I understand that they're tired, but at the same time, we're tired of you killing black people.
Police say rocks were thrown at them on Friday night.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Experts are warning that Labor Day could be a super-spreading weekend for COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some tips on how you should stay safe this holiday weekend.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he would be comfortable getting a coronavirus vaccine if it's proven to be safe and effective. As far as keeping our guard up during the coronavirus pandemic over the holiday weekend, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America we need to mask up and stay vigilant regarding the coronavirus.
Well, I'm very concerned when you look at Memorial Day, July 4th. We hit a peak in this country on July 24th, which was about 2 to 3 weeks after the 4th of July. So we know that during these holidays, people come together for barbecues, for picnics. They travel. And that sets us up for spread of a highly contagious disease like COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The case against a murder suspect is no more. USA's Kenneth Burns has the story.
All charges were dropped Friday against Curtis Flowers, the Mississippi man who was tried 6 times for a 1996 quadruple homicide, whose last conviction was thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court last year because of a district attorney's efforts to keep African Americans off the jury. A judge dismissed the charges after Mississippi Attorney General Lyndon Fitch, who inherited the case after the Supreme Court ruling, said a 7th prosecution of Flowers was not feasible. Flowers, who is black, spent nearly 23 years in prison. He has maintained his innocence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
For 40 years, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has railed against the dangers of impaired driving. MAD President Helen Witte says the group has saved lives.
The fatality rate for drunk driving has been cut in half since 1980, when MAD was founded.
It was formed by a mother whose daughter was killed by a drunk driver. The same thing happened to Witte. Her 16-year-old daughter, Helen Marie, died when she was struck by a teen who was drunk driving.
It shattered my life and the life of my family, and it ended my daughter's life. And I don't want that to happen to anybody else. That's why I'm here.
According to MAD, drunk driving causes about 300,000 injuries every year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.